And welcome back. We are at CS Beef Packers. Let's go to our great friend, the real-life Walker, Texas Ranger, Canyon County Sheriff Kieran Donahue, in honor of Law Enforcement Appreciation Week. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin. Really glad to be here.
Well, it's always a privilege to talk to our great men and women in law enforcement. Obviously, a big event coming up. Not an event, a memorial, Friday in Canyon County. This one week where people honor police, we should honor police all the time. What goes on in your mind, sir?
It's a somber week, really. I mean, business is as usual, and we have to keep following the mission. But in the back of our mind, we're taking this time, literally hour by hour, because of the reality that men and women are killed in line of duty in our business nearly every day across the United States. And, of course, the young man from Ada County losing his life a few weeks ago brings it very prevalent to all of us. But we're reminded hour by hour because, quite frankly, the outpouring of support by our community partners, businesses, individuals who literally are dropping off or sending stuff to the sheriff's office every day this week, and it's just been an overwhelming, really, amount of support, food and snacks, and it just about you name it, they're doing it. And I think that resonates deeply with the officers, that people out there care about them, and care about what they do, and care that they get home to their families safe after their shift.
Well, and we lost an officer in Utah as well, sir. What was going on in your mind? We had a chance to cover that event, and, you were in that procession. I'm sitting there watching it, and an amazing show of force and support in honor of Deputy Bolter that was killed in the line of duty. And then, I don't think you guys get together to fight the bad guys and for these things. As a human, as a Christian, as a Catholic, as a sheriff, what was going on through that day, sir?
Again, another somber mood, and you're just, my heart did then and continues to go out for that young man's family and his wife, of course. And just as we went through the ceremonial funeral, the law enforcement ceremonial funeral, which is it's a very interesting thing to see if people haven't seen it, and to go through it, the ceremonial part of the officers as we stand and come to attention and salute numerous times throughout. What really runs through my mind then and today is this is going to happen more. No one's exempt. And my fear is when it comes to our turn, to our office. I've had officers shot in the line of duty during my tenure, but thankfully, thank God, I've not lost any. But I fear that day is coming, and not to be gloom and doom, but it's the reality of what we face out there, and the violence, and the increase in violence. Unfortunately, I believe the number's going to get to us. And so that's really what I was thinking a lot about during that day, Kevin. I had my wonderful wife, Jeannie, with me by my side the whole day. And that also resonates because they're so strong to watch us walk out that door every day and night and wonder. So
it's okay, Sheriff. We always appreciate you, and it was really brought home to all of us, sir, that it's a Saturday night. We've all worked for the week. You have your people, the Ada County people, all sorts of people that are sitting here having a normal life, and then all of a sudden this happens.
Yeah, it's just that quickly. A simple traffic stop, simple. You're engaging a motorist for some type of perceived violation, probable cause to pull the car over, simply walking up to the door, and then that happens. And then like you just mentioned, all these people, us included, going about our evening, and then, you know, the phone call started, and then, of course, it's hitting the news, and people's lives in general are disrupted. Because you'd have to be a very callous individual to not have that issue and that incident resonate with you, no matter who you are in our communities. And I think we've seen the positive side of our communities, of our Treasure Valley and well beyond Treasure Valley, where people have come to support and donate, extensively donate money and gifts to that family on behalf of that officer and to support the Ada County Sheriff's Office. You know, Sheriff Clifford is a great man. He's a great sheriff. He's had his share of hurdles to face in his tenure, and he handled it as professionally as any sheriff I have ever seen do it. And he's going to speak on Friday at our ceremony out here in Canyon County at our Peace Officer Memorial event that you mentioned. So he's going to, him and I talk a lot, and I asked him last week, I said, do you think you could do it? Do you think you're ready to do it? He says, I am. He says, I want to speak. So he's going to join us and join my other speakers. And that just goes to show the person that he is and the sheriff that he is, the law enforcement professional. We have to face this stuff every day, and we can't hide from it. We don't run from it. We run toward it. And so I'm very proud of him. I'm proud of all of Ada County Sheriff's officers and of course our law enforcement community throughout. You saw that, like you said, the procession and the amazing amount of people there. We are a brotherhood. There's no question. We're a family. And so it was amazing to see that, and I'm proud to be in the profession of, as I always tell you, I'm proud. And I'm proud of my men and women who knowing that in the back of their mind, and some couldn't make that event because guess what? Somebody has to be off patrol. Somebody has to be manning the jail. There's so many things that don't stop. We can't just take a day off. And so those that couldn't be there, they were there in spirit. And it's just this week is all about remembering and paying homage to those who have given everything and the families that have given everything. They've given up their loved ones for the rule of law that we see so often thrown in our face throughout this country, especially today with the universities and the protests, and people just don't understand this is a nation of laws, and we're only one step away from chaos, and quite frankly, it's that thin blue line that keeps us there.
Sheriff Donahue, anything else you'd like to share with us?
Just for you personally, in part, Kevin, you have been such a stalwart champion of law enforcement, and me included, and I cherish that. And I appreciate you taking the time, especially today, on your show and your busy schedule to recognize what we in law enforcement go through. And for your listeners, and you have a great following, I appreciate their support of law enforcement. We're not always going to agree on issues. We're not always going to agree on political matters. But what we can agree on, and I know your listeners believe in this, is that we believe in the rule of law and that we have to be out there. And it's God's calling. Every one of us are called to the service, as I've said many times. And today, this afternoon, I will do, routinely I do a swear-in of new officers, and today is no exception. I'll have that this afternoon, and I have their families there with them by design. I want their families to know what I have to say to these new officers that I'm swearing in for their first duties, because as I tell them and I tell their families, we are going to put you in harm's way. That is the mission. That is the job. And I'd like the families to hear that, so they're hearing it from me as the leader, not from someone else. And so today we'll do that, and on Friday we'll have this ceremony, the Law Enforcement Memorial. It will be at a new event. It'll be a new location, I should say, at the new center that the Fairgrounds building, a beautiful place that you and I emceed, the Blue Line Valentine at. We're going to have it indoors, so so temperature controlled. And we've already got a huge outpouring of people that are going to attend, especially Ada County officers. And so I invite everyone to come out to it, to enjoy it. It's obviously open to the public. It's free of charge, but it's a time to give back to those and to support law enforcement officers who are standing there at attention, remembering those who have fallen.
Well, Sheriff Donahue, thank you for your support and always putting it on the line, sir. God bless you, and we'll see you Friday.
God bless you, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our great friend, Canyon County Sheriff Karen Donahue.